This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Back in March, we spoke with the CEO of Hospital Hospitality House of Southwest Michigan. At that time, Judy Marcus Paget told us about plans to build new cottages near both Bronson and Borges hospitals. Now, Hospital Hospitality House is relaunching its Two Houses, One Heart campaign, and Judy Marcus Paget is here again. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me again, Gordon.
So let's go back and explain, what exactly is this project? What is Hospital Hospitality House of Southwest Michigan hoping to do here?
Hospital Hospitality House has been operating on South Street in the Historic District for 32 years now. We were founded by the Junior League and Bronson and Borges Hospitals. The board of directors several years ago started looking at how we operated and that there was probably a better way to meet our mission and meet the needs of the people that we serve. It's a beautiful old home, and I can't stress old enough. It's 157 years old. It's just not efficient to operate, to heat, to cool. The biggest issue is we are not handicap accessible. So we turn people away daily that need our services and simply cannot get into the building. So a few years ago, we launched the Two Houses, One Heart campaign. We want to build two houses next to each hospital so we're closer for the families that we serve. It will all be on one floor, the house, or accessible, with private rooms and private bathrooms. And that's something we are not able to offer on South Street as well.
And let's go back again and explain who these families are that might contact Hospital Hospitality House and say, hey, we're in need of your services.
Right. And many people don't know about us, Gordon, because they haven't needed our services. And if you live here in Kalamazoo, you probably will not need our services. But people, we have regional health care here with Bronson and Borges. They pull people from all over Southwest Michigan and beyond. And families come with those patients. We know patients heal better when family is nearby to support them and love them. So that's why we want to be next door. 30% of our guests are parents who have a baby in the neonatal intensive care unit at Bronson. And I like to use the example of that group of guests that we serve. They have a baby. Who with a new baby doesn't get up in the middle of the night to check on the baby? It's a natural thing to be worried, and especially a baby that's in an intensive care unit. By being five blocks away from Bronson, we simply cannot offer that to families. If they wake up worried about their baby, they can call and talk to a nurse and be reassured. We are looking forward to the day where they can walk just maybe a block or so to the unit and see their baby.
You mentioned that there's research out there that shows that healing is actually better when you have families nearby. Does that result in, say, shorter hospital stays for people?
Yes, shorter hospital stays. And what we're hearing from hospital leaders is it decreases the amount, the readmission rate, which is a big thing that we've heard a lot about with affordable health care. I mean, I can quickly get out of my area of expertise
Sure.
here. But we have been told by hospital leadership throughout the country that if a family is there to support the patient and then hear the discharge instructions, that discharge and going home for the patient goes much smoother and the chance of readmission goes down drastically. So we are the reason families can stay nearby. We hear from people if they couldn't stay with us at the house, we ask, what would you have done? And the answers we hear are camping in the waiting room, sleeping on the floor of the patient's room, and then nobody is getting being healthy, or sleeping in my car in the hospital parking ramp. It's getting cold out. That's not a good alternative, even in warm weather, especially in cold weather. Many people can't afford a hotel, and we don't do any financial screening. The average stay for a family at the hospitality house is 4 days. If you take the cost of a hotel room, even at a special hospital rate, maybe $80 a night, times 4 nights, we're quickly depleting many people's emergency savings with that when they already have trauma and stress going on.
You mentioned the last time you were here about best practices. Is this a more common thing across the country that you have facilities which are near the hospital, not five blocks away, like you have on South Street, but something which is right a short walk from where somebody
yes.
may be hospitalized?
We are in the same family as Ronald McDonald Houses and Hope Lodges, which the American Cancer Center provides lodging for cancer center patients and families near major cancer centers. And we have looked at how those, our family of organizations, provide services. Many times they're physically connected to the hospital that they're serving or the people, or inside of the hospital. I toured one Ronald McDonald House this past fall that was inside of the hospital, so you never had to leave the building to go to your accommodations. There's pros and cons to that. And it's hard. I think we would be hard-pressed to have one of our local hospitals give us enough space to do that. But they have been generous in offering property for us to build on next door.
And one of these buildings is currently under construction, correct?
That's right. Let me back up a bit. The campaign that we launched, we needed to raise $4.8 million to build the two houses, and that included $1 million for an endowment fund to help offset the increased operating money that we will need in running two houses as opposed to one. We are just shy of $4.1 million right now, so we have relaunched the campaign to close it up, to fill that gap and finish. We were able to break ground on the first cottage last spring because the home builders of West Michigan came forward and said, we want to build that house for you as a gift. So they have been moving the dirt this summer. The foundation is poured. That house is on Henson Ave, just east of Borges. We will hopefully be up and operating in that house by the end of the summer 2017.
Now, the last time you were here, you talked about the possibility of being able to have a ribbon-cutting ceremony before the end of the calendar year.
Yeah.
Basically, based on what you've just told us, that is not going to happen. Was this more complicated than you thought? Was it more difficult to raise the money than you thought?
It's a little more difficult. The money is coming in nicely, a little slower than we anticipated. But the major reason for the slowed down timeline is the home builders are relying on volunteers, and with that, they have to be able to work when the volunteers are ready to work. And we are getting some wonderful donations from that group of members of the home builders and supplies. It's just going a little slower. Thankfully, for the mild fall, they've been able to kind of catch up and do some more work.
So these are volunteers, but presumably they also build homes for a living. So
that's right.
They have to work around the other schedules that they have. Correct. Is that kind of what you're facing?
That's right. That's right. The home builders in the past, for some 20-some years, their community project has been a Habitat for Humanity home. They have done what's called a fast build. And they chose our project this year instead of a fast build for Habitat. They saw it as the hospitality house is serving more people than they could with one Habitat home. But with that, it's a much bigger project than they've ever done. They see it as a large house, but it is a very large house. 7 bedrooms, 7 bathrooms, custom. It's not a cookie-cutter house. So they're learning as they go, and hopefully what they learn we can transfer to the second house and be more efficient with the building.
Will the second house then be built by professionals, or would it still be volunteers?
That will be up for bids. The home builders have asked to be considered, but there's not a commitment for them to do that as a gift.
So another $700,000 that you have to raise, is
that
correct?
That's right. That's right. And then we'll be there. and that's money. We do have the money for the endowment. We were blessed with a gift from a local donor for the $1 million for our endowment. So our future operating is set with that gift. We just need enough money to build both, and that's the furnishings, the carpeting, the window treatments, everything that goes into those houses.
So assuming that at some point, maybe next year, you have mm-hmm. both of these houses up and ready to go, I assume that's your goal.
We're probably looking at 2 years before we're up and operating in both new houses.
But you hope to have one by next year then?
Correct. Yes.
When the day comes that you have both of these operating, what is that going to mean in terms of the number of families you'll be able to serve?
We will almost double our capacity. We have planned for growth because we know when we're next to that hospital or closer, we're going to have more families that want to stay with us. And once we take the barrier of stairs away and make it accessible, we will be able to serve and welcome more people that we cannot do right now.
So explain the name of your campaign, Two Houses, One Heart.
Two Houses, One Heart. We wanted to stress to people that we'll continue to be one organization, one heart, but we will have two locations. We will continue to be independent of the hospitals, our own private 501c3. We are not owned by either hospital or another organization. So we came up with that catch line that it'll still be us, the one heart, but two locations.
Judy Marcus Padgett, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Gordon.
Judy Marcus Paget is CEO of Hospital Hospitality House of Southwest Michigan. You can find a link at our website, WMUK.org, with the details about their Two Houses, One Heart campaign. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.